القادة ذو الحجة محرم رجب الله has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. ذو القادة ذو الحجة محرم رجب.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to say ahlan wa sahlan, marhaban bikum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a very beautiful hadith that the one who send 10 durood and salutation upon him, what will happen is this: Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will forgive 10 of his sins, and Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will raise him 10 ranks in paradise, as well as Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will forgive 10 of his sins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Once again, we'd like to welcome one and all to this beautiful discussion, the sacred months, wherein we are now targeting solely the month of Dhul-Hijjah. So today, the subtopic is the virtues of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. In the previous episodes, we did tackle many angles. We want to continue from where we left. And as for the Hujjaj, they are fortunate enough that despite them witnessing the 10th days, they had the privilege to go and see the Baytullah al-Atiq. They are in these 10 days, and also the seeing of the Kaaba. It increased khushu'. It increased humility. Many times I've seen people coming back from a Hajj and they've reformed by them visiting the Baytullah al-Atiq, by them seeing the Gumbatul Khadra, the green beautiful dome in Madinah to Munawwara, by them reciting Salawat and Taslim in the holy lands of Madinah to Munawwara. It transformed many people and they come changed. We would like to say congratulations to whomsoever did go to Hajj, and we make du'as also that next time may Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, like how it is said, that may the announcement be made also for us to come and to go and to visit sweet Twaiba. Nevertheless, in the book Lata'if al-Ma'arif, Lata'if al-Ma'arif, the virtues of 10 days were mentioned, which I cannot explain all of them in one discussion, in one gathering, in one episode. Ala kulli hal, what we are going to do is that we will take nubdha, select here and there. Let me just start off quoting from the same book, give you a beautiful poetry which was said by a poet. He said, layali al-ashr, the 10 days of the Dhul-Hijjah, awqatul ijaba, they are from amongst that time whereby the du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fabadir raghbatan. So you need to strive with love. We need to strive with love. Put in effort. When we say strive, we don't say strive, you know, like it's a burden. Just wake up with love. Try to feel and enjoy ibadah. Talhaq thawaba. You will get your rewards. Man jadda wajada. The one who strive, definitely he gets. Allah, behold, la waqta lil ummali fihi thawabul khayri aqrabu lil isaba. There is no any time for a worker which will get thawab which is more than what he is worked for. So he said, thawabul khayri aqrabu lil isaba min awqatil layali al ashr haqqan fashammir wa tuluban fiha al inaba. So work hard in those 10 days and be focused, and your main focus and main concern, make sure that you get al-inaba, to turn back and to get back to the Creator. by making tawbah, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, making tawbah, making sure that you are getting the challenge and you are growing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be warned against the sin in this sacred month. Whether you are in a hajj or you are at home, we need to work on good deeds and we need to avoid bad deeds. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. That is what you must do. Viewers of Madani Channel, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a split second. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, what destroy our innate value? What destroy our souls? Except the sins. What more can destroy our soul? The reason of sadness, the reason of stress, the reason of suicide. You know, we become narrowed. The more we do the sin, when you commit a sin, a black dot develops in your heart. The more you sin, the more it grows. You know, a sin itself, it might look attractive from outside, then sweet when you start it, sour in the middle, and very, very destructive at the end. This is how it is. You look it from afar, it will be looking attractive. You start to do it at the initial stage, it starts to be sweet. You see, like they say that it is a poison sweetened by the court. It is a poison sweetened by the court. You know, it's a court of sweet, but inside it's poison. No one must welcome happiness which will turn into sadness at the end. So stay away from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you. Don't even come close towards it. That is the reason why we are far away from the Creator. Why we are far away from the Creator, it is like the sins. It makes us to be like we are thrown away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite is true. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you close to Him most of the time. And also it is the reason between the love. Inna al-muhib lima yuhib muti. Because if you love someone, you obey them. So if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make sure that we obey Him 24/7. Now, being mentioned this, if we live and we stay away from the sin, this is how will make us actually to reap the rewards of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Otherwise, with the sin, whether we are in a haram or we are not in the haram, if you do the sin, you won't reap. As we hear that the sins are the brokerage between, are the hindrance between us and Allah, Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. Viewers of Madani Channel, these are the days where the people, they've went the haram. As we shall talk, when we'll be talking about the lessons which we derive from Hajj very, very soon, inshallah. When people, they wear al-haram, that white cloth, what does it mean? That when you put that white cloth, there are some many lessons which are derived. But for now, let me just try to say that as we have put the haram and we're coming from the Baitul Haram, it means that also ourselves, we must be also haram. We must also sacred. We're wearing the sacred ihram. And we did see also the Baitul Haram. So the Hujjaj, when they come back from Kaaba, they need to come back also. They must come back, they're sacred. They must come back, you know, they say that in Arabic, like the day when your mother gave birth to unto you. You need to make sure that you come also sacred. You did see the sacred Kaaba. You did also wear the haram. And also yourself, you must come also in the state of being a hurum. This is the state whereby you need to understand that Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal has favored you. Not only the people did go also to Hajj, but also for the rest of us. So we conclude with the verse of Hajj, whereby Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal explained to us the gist of Hajj. I want to conclude this episode by that verse and the lessons is being explained in the book of the Tafsir, Nur al-Irfan. It is also mentioned there, Al-Hajju ashhurum ma'lumat, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ لَحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ. We are being told that the days of Hajj or the month of Hajj, they are known. And whomsoever will go to Hajj, he must have got to behave in the Hajj. There's no disquarreling, there's no disputing, there's no any being bad mouth at Hajj. But Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal, in conclusion, he said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. When you go to Hajj, you need to carry provision. We know that when we do suffer, when we go to a trip, we carry with us some provision, what to eat into the trip. For example, if you intend to take an aeroplane from A to Z, you find that you make some provision. You will have got what you want to wear, you know, you will have got what you eat, you will have got all these things, you will make sure. So as for the Hujjaj, and also the people who are not going to also to Hajj, there is a provision which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they need to prepare for them to go to Hajj. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. You need to take provision. Wallahi, the best provision, it is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a very, 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 very beautiful madani pool which we need to understand. In this dunya, we only need taqwa. That is the only thing, the only provision which we are going to eat and which you're going to stay with us in the qabr. So the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what we need to develop. You need to have got it. One of the pious predecessor was once asked that you're going to Hajj, you're not even having some provision, you're not having any means of transport to go with you. He said, people, as you can see me, I am well equipped. People were amazed. How you say you are equipped? You don't have a lunch box. You don't have a means of transport. You're just yourself. He gave them the answer that my means of transport is sabr. I will ride on sabr till I reach there on Makkatul Mukarrama. Whatever I am, the means of my transport is patience. Sabr, it is the one that is the transport which is going to carry me from here to Makkatul Mukarrama. Meaning, whatever I am going to get, whether I don't have or I will have it, I will have good sabr. Then he said that my lunchbox, you asked me of my lunchbox, what will be my provision to eat during Hajj and coming back. The man was very, very poor, but he put it in black and white. What a rich man he is in the real sight of richness. He said, taqwa Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what I am going to eat. These two things, I am enough. These are the things which is going to take me to Hajj and going to bring me back to Hajj. He said, ta'atullah. We need to understand that laysa al-ghina bikathrati al-urud. Wealth is not measured with how many things, how many houses you've got, how many fleets of cars you've got, how many palaces you've got. Lakinna al-ghina, actually the true wealth, ghina nafs, it is the wealth of which is found in our nafs, the wealth of iman, the wealth of Islam. This is what will save us on the day of judgment. As we heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you need to take provision, but the best of provision, it is what? It's taqwa. It's the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Fear me, people of intellect. You need to fear Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. It is that high time we develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Masjid al-Haram, as well as outside Masjid al-Haram, in our day-to-day mundane act. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal then explained to us that we must know that whatever of good we are going to meet. He said that these 10 days, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will be more merciful. Let me just only say that it is mentioned in a hadith that al-birru, the good which we do, la yabla, it does not get rotten. Adam, la yunsa. And also sin does not get forgotten by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we perpetrate, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal does not forget. I'mal ma shi'ita. You do whatever pleases you. Kamata dinu tudan. But you must know that like how you do in this dunya, it is going to be done for you. In conclusion, we said that in this month, we need to understand that there are two things which we need to know. The obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is number one. Ta'atullah, we need to increase in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then number two, taqwa Allahi, we need to carry the provision of taqwa Allahi. And taqwa Allahi is what a khawfu min al-jalil, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be always in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the day of judgment. وَرِضَ بِاللَّقَلِينَ, and to be pleased with whatever little things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give. And this is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever we need to do is what? To avoid the ma'asiyah, the dhamb. Really, it is the sin which will make us always to be in the catastrophe. There are many things which sins will do. The least of which we mention is that it will block away the dua channel. Your du'as will get blocked by the sins which you commit. And also it will make you to be far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it will make you to have miserable life in this dunya. Also it will make you to have a long and a very hard time in the qabr. And also it will make you to have got a long and a hard reckoning on the day of judgment. So we need to make sure that and to understand that it is the opportunity for us to make rujur to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the opportunities which Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal given us for us to benefit. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal shower us with a special mercy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to benefit from these 10 days of Al-Arafah, and Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal give us the hidayah, that He give us the enthusiasm and the juzba, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us again to meet the next 10 days of Al-Arafah with goodness and with health. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram.
Rajab. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Dhul Qada, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab.